What is up, Kingdom Entrepreneurs? I am excited to have you here on the podcast today. Daniel here, as we are diving into a crucial aspect for your business. Today, we're going to be diving into the law of opportunity. Get ready to uncover how to discern, recognize, and seize those God-given opportunities that can elevate your business to realms of success you've dreamed of. Stay tuned. All right. What is up, everybody? Super excited for you guys to be a part of the podcast today. Man, fresh win on you, your life, your business, your ministry, what you're called to do, what you're shared to do, what you're brought here to do on this earth. I am excited to see God move with a brand new win and a brand new season for you and your life, Kingdom Entrepreneurs, raising up the next generation for a great impact. Come on. So today we're diving into the law of opportunity. And I really want you to understand that the law of opportunity is what most Christians will look at as a handout. But can I talk to you for a second? The law of opportunity is merited around a seed time and harvest. What you see as an opportunity must be cultivated with commitment. I need you to put that in the chat. I need you to write that down. If you're taking notes and you're just serious about launching your business, this is where you'll gain massive value for your business. When you're ready to launch, when you're ready to put out your services, you're ready to go to the next level, you're ready to make more money, you're able to impact the world better because of who you are is hitting on a different level. And I said the law of opportunity is what creates that realm of possibility when it is stewarded with commitment. But today we're going to talk about how to get clear on the law of opportunity. What is the law of opportunity? How can it elevate my business? How do I discern it? How can I recognize it? How do I go after it? How do I seize that moment? All right. So if you haven't already, go ahead and share this out. Tag some of your friends. All right. We are on YouTube, Spotify, Facebook. What is up, everyone? I'm excited today. Listen, let's go ahead and dive into some scripture real quick. All right. In the entrepreneurial world, opportunities are not just a coincidence. In today's society, nothing is happening by chance. When you're looking at marketing and you're looking at social media platforms and you're looking at the numbers and you get so overwhelmed because you're like, I'll never get there. I'm running ads. I'm doing this. I'll never get there. Listen, you'll never get there because you're not looking for the opportunity. You're not seizing the opportunity with your faith. So let me give you some hope today. Because let me tell you, God is setting you up for divine appointments. God is orchestrating something raw for you. He's orchestrating something for you according to Jeremiah 29:11. I know you need to know this. It assures us that God has a plan to prosper us. Today, I want to talk to you about not just the plan, how we plan to prosper, you know, seizing that moment, but your personal, your prophetic, and your professional life is molded around the law of opportunity. When we are seeking, not just being an opportunist, I hate how this word gets thrown in to most cultures of church. When we're talking about the law of opportunity, we're talking about seizing your potential. So when God gives us a blessed hope in a future, this is a promise that is extended to your business. How many of you know that it takes grace and mercy and knowledge to really adapt your mindset and your nature and who you are to become a kingdom entrepreneur? This is not just a one-stop-shop rodeo where you come in and get it fixed. This is a process. This is a legacy. This is a commitment. Come on. So when you know God has extended his blessing to your business and you know you're called to business, especially you entrepreneurs who are coaches, speakers, book writers, you've got the story to tell and you are trying to find a way to reach that crowd, you're in the right place. This podcast is for you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Share this out. Let people know that we're out here, Kingdom Entrepreneurs Podcast, raising up the next generation for great impact. Daniel here, and I'm excited because this is what God wants in your life. He wants to give you the opportunity. While many are struggling to see this through, we need to know that God is giving you opportunity. Can you see it? Let's dive into some more scriptures here, okay? Let's look at the book of Esther. When we see the powerful example of a God impact moment, God using a person, a woman nonetheless, in the most dire time, Esther is facing immense risk, stepping into an opportunity to save her own people. How many of you right now are called to kingdom legacy? You're called to bring generational wealth. You're called to break bondage. You're called to be a bloodline breaker, understanding that in her position was for such a time as this. So let me tell you again, God is setting you up for the opportunity. Just because they labeled you as an opportunist doesn't mean you're not an entrepreneur in the making. Woo! I'm going to go ahead and put that out there anyways. I'm going to go ahead and share that out anyways. Come on. Just because they called you an opportunist does not mean you're an entrepreneur in the making. Doesn't mean that you're not called to what God called you to have. Okay? So like Esther, you're getting in the position to run your race in the marketplace. There's nothing wrong with being who you are. Just accept that. If you have a story to tell, if you're a book writer, if you want to create your courses, if you want to mentor and guide and coach and travel and hit the world and do the things that God has placed within you, this is your time. Recognizing that this first step in seizing your divine opportunities is by acknowledging it. Okay? We need you to acknowledge, right? We need to recognize. Y'all need to recognize that there is power waiting to be impact in the world. Power inside of you that God has placed. And God is saying, listen, where there's no vision, the people perish. So where are the people that have a vision? Well, that's you. The opportunity is yours. In business, this means developing an acute understanding for your market, recognizing your unique strengths, understanding and being attuned to the people and the needs around you. It's about looking beyond the immediate and seeing the potential for kingdom impact. This is why God wants to raise up entrepreneurs so that we're seeing the next generation of great leaders coming to pass. And I like to say that this is a time where we must begin to recognize the recognition of the personal vision that God has put inside of you. I want to personally just, you know, encourage you, empower you. Because not many people want you to succeed, but here's the truth. I die daily so that this vision goes forth and so that many voices like yourselves can be heard. So number two, recognizing an opportunity is one thing. Uh-oh, let's talk about it. Talk to me now. But seizing it is another. So let's talk about how we must become like a David anoint. We must become like a David generation that will recognize and then confront. This is going to require boldness on your end. It requires unwavering faith and a decisiveness of you to be of action when God has called you to take down that door, to open it up and walk through it with confidence, trusting that He has equipped you for what you are called to do. This is how you activate your faith with tangible steps. Come on. Tangible steps so that you recognize the power of God's wealth is for you. God wants you to understand your purpose, who you are and who you serve and what you can do so that the power to gain wealth is in your hands. My God, I feel the anointing. So let's talk about some practical steps to seize the opportunities. Let's talk about it. First, I want you to immerse yourself in prayer. Father, fill me with a hunger of prayer that I might discern who I am in you so that I know who I serve in the marketplace. Second, surround yourself with mentors and peers. We have an entire community devoted to Kingdom Entrepreneurs just like yourself. If you want a thriving community, now would be the time to go ahead and click the link down in either YouTube, Facebook, or the podcast and sign up. Be a part of what we're doing and launch your funnel, launch your, you know, mastermind, launch your products, your digital services. Host your website today, right here with Launch 360 on Kingdom Entrepreneur Podcast. Listen, number two, surround yourself with a group of people that allow you to evaluate your opportunities and identify who you are. Third, commit to the continual learning. This is why our community, our mastermind, and our software is so important, because we teach you how to go in and learn the trends and enhance your skills and grow in the things that you need to do when it comes to business. So number four, embrace calculated risk. Oftentimes, what you are dealing with when you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what step to take, it's because we need to look inside and say, what story do I need to tell? What truth do I need to bring to the forefront? What product can I come out with? But I need to make a calculated risk. What part of my life do I need to put on display? What risk do I need to display so that I can show the people that God's investment in me is valuable, it's worthy? I'm talking to you, I'm talking your story, I'm talking about your testimony, your skill, what you have had to go through by the grace of God. This is how we begin to seize the opportunities. Do not be intimidated in the marketplace. Consider the testimonies of other entrepreneurs who've transformed challenges into string boards of success. Think about it. For the last 8 years, I had to grind and figure things out when I knew that I was called to Kingdom Entrepreneur work. However, 8 years later, we began to see the fruit. We begin to see the product, we begin to see the vision, we begin to hone in, and now we begin to seize those opportunities. I need some of you right now to go ahead and share this out and let people know, hey, listen, I'm seizing my opportunity today. There's more in life than just going to church and pretending on social media. There is more to life, and it's time to soar and roar with Kingdom Entrepreneurs, all right? Listen, let me ask you a question. What would it look like if you actually decided today to launch your digital product and start your digital online business? What would it look like? Ask it. Ask yourself, with this opportunity, what could I begin to do? This divine mandate to partner with God allows you to manifest His kingdom on earth through entrepreneurial endeavors. If that is you and you are excited and you're ready, I want you to embrace it and act on it today by clicking down below. Click down below, get signed up, get on a phone call with me, and I'll show you exactly what we can do within Kingdom Entrepreneurs community and with our Launch 360 software. Again, I cannot explain this enough to you. This is the time to raise up the next generation for great impact. Till next time, I'll see you on the other side. God bless.